Protests have been held across the country and the world, for the most part condemning the Israeli government for their incursion into Gaza a week ago Saturday. It was the second such protest in the Tampa Bay area in a week. Last Tuesday, an estimated 400 to 500 people protested off of Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa in a similar demonstration. Melissa Baird lives in Tarpon Springs. She calls the situation in Gaza an absolute disaster.
I think in front of the world, this is genocide. And I think for once, the world is opening their eyes and looking at this and saying this is absolutely unacceptable. The media, however, is trying to portray this as, when I look at the pictures, what I see is angry Arabs and Muslims on the streets. But when I participate in a demonstration, that's not what I see. I see Anglos, I see Hispanics, I see lots of people with a lot of different ethnic and religious backgrounds who are saying this is an abomination. And it's not just Arabs and Muslims who are angry about what's happening, what Israel and the United States are doing.
Although the Israeli government has said that their immediate goal is to conquer territory in northern Gaza, where the majority of rocket launches into southern Israel have taken place by the Hamas government, some political analysts have theorized that Israel's ultimate military goal is to effectively eliminate Hamas. Palm Harbor resident Victor Sewell says that strategy is doomed to fail.
Because Hamas is not the only force in the Palestinian component. Hamas is just only a portion of. But no matter what, the Palestinians will rally together in order to deter the Israeli aggression and the massacre and the genocide.
Protests in the Middle East have not only focused on Israel and the U.S., but also some Arab leaders perceived to not be in support of Hamas. In particular, leaders of Egypt and Saudi Arabia are being criticized by many in the Arab world. Both nations were also relatively quiet during Israel's war against Hezbollah in 2006. The Washington Post reports that both perceive Hamas as an ally of Iran, whose influence they fear in the region. But that attitude has disgusted supporters of the Palestinians, like Victor Sewell.
They are nothing but dictators. And it's a shame that our president, George Bush, says that he wanted to see democracy in the Middle East. Absolutely not. He always aligned himself with those dictators and thugs.
Some analysts have speculated the reason the Israeli government began their actions now is that they wanted to do so before a new administration takes over in Washington. In statements, the Bush administration has essentially stood in lockstep in support of Israel's actions over the past 10 days. But President-elect Barack Obama has not said a word, with a spokeswoman saying the U.S. has only one president at a time. For a black protester named Chalky, who lives in Tampa, that simply isn't good enough.
And he sold out our people, and we share the plight of the Palestinian people. And for him not to open his mouth is a damn shame. And we know that most people of non-African descent would not open their mouths because they would be attacked as being racist. So we think it's our responsibility to hold these neo-colonial lackeys like Obama to the fire.
The Reverend Bruce Wright says he's opposed to violence of any sort and said he doesn't excuse the rocket attacks fired into Israel. However,
the majority of Israelis do not support the occupation. And in fact, it really is a phenomena of a particular group of Jews within Israel, and more so outside of Israel. Other than the Israeli leadership, the majority of Israelis are against this occupation, against this war. So let's look at the reality. It's U.S. strategic interests that are creating this.
A Port Richey man who only wanted to be identified as Ahmed held aloft a sign that read, "Gaza walled in. No water, no electricity, no food, just bombs." He blamed both sides and said he believes in a one-state solution in the Middle East.
And I really think there should be a coalition there. I think every country in the world should have a say in what that country is. Because we have Judaism there, Islam, and Christianity. Three basic powers of religion. And I think that would resolve the conflict in the Middle East.
The protest was not devoid of supporters of Israel. Across the street, separated by three members of the St. Petersburg Police Department, were approximately a half dozen counter-demonstrators. Clearwater resident Stuart Berger said he wanted to make it clear that he deplores violence.
That being said, there is no country in the world that wants peace more than Israel. Not once has Hamas said that they want peace. All they want is the destruction of Israel. They need to stop sending the rockets into Israel, and once that happens, there will be peace and the incursions will stop.
Simon Fire lives in Lakeland. He held aloft a sign saying peace equals Egypt and Jordan with a question mark following. He takes exception to the notion that Israel is occupying the Palestinian people in the West Bank and Gaza.
The word seems to be used, occupation, but occupation by definition of 242 is in essence disputed land. And if people, I would wager if you would go over there and ask people the history of some of what happened in 48 and 67, I would also say during 1948 that unequivocally you cannot tell me that Israel is the cause of 100% of the Palestinian refugees that have come about through there.
Dan from Orlando also stood with the supporters of Israel, but his agenda, he said, was to eliminate radical Islam. And he blasted President Bush's statement after 9/11 that Islam is a religion of peace.
What's a good Muslim? The ones that are blowing themselves up, and bin Laden and all those that are following the Quran and the Hadiths and the Sunnis and everything that Islam writes that tells them to do, those are the good Muslims. Allah hates a peaceful Muslim. Allah calls a peaceful Muslim the vilest of all creatures. If somebody would actually pick this literature up and read and learn, they would know who the enemy is. The enemy is not terrorism. You cannot fight. Terrorism is a tactic. You cannot fight a war on a tactic.